Coming up, we are going to learn more about the end-to-end experience of running Arc-enabled Azure SQL managed instances under indirectly connected mode. I'm here with Travis Wright, Group Engineering Lead of Azure SQL. Hi, Travis.
Hey, Thomas. Good to see you.
So before we actually learned that there are two modes you can connect your data controller. You can have it in connected mode and you can also have it in indirect connected mode. So can you explain us a little bit more about indirect connected mode?
Yeah, indirectly connected mode is designed for customers that have a secure data environment where they want to run their databases, where they can't directly connect out to Azure or to the internet in general. Like even outbound connections aren't allowed. So think about scenarios like financial institutions like banks or maybe even certain government agencies that are very secure in that sense. They don't allow those connections even outbound. It's also designed for scenarios where maybe you don't have a reliable or any connection really at all available out to Azure. So think about scenarios like being in a remote manufacturing facility or maybe a cruise ship or deep down inside of a mine where that connection is just unreliable for whatever reason. In those scenarios, we can still enable customers to get a lot of those PaaS-like abilities, the built-in monitoring and backup and point-in-time restore, self-service provisioning, and everything, right? Just local there. And then they just need to periodically sort of export out some information and upload that to Azure.
I love that we can not just deploy Azure services to any infrastructure when they actually are connected, but also enable customers who have these requirements to actually run in a basically disconnected or indirectly connected mode. So this is pretty cool. So when we talk about deploying the data controller in indirectly connected mode, are there any requirements? What do I need to, like, ask me as a customer, what do I need to take care of?
Yeah, not really much, right? Of course, you have to have an Azure subscription and you have to have a Kubernetes cluster that you're going to deploy onto. But beyond that, there's really not any strict requirements, right? There's no connection to Azure required. You know, there's no prerequisite software that needs to be installed. The only thing that's kind of a little bit different to be aware of is that normally we distribute the container images that are used to stand up the data controller and the database instances from the Microsoft Container Registry. Now, your secure data environment may not have direct access out to the Microsoft Container Registry to be able to pull those images down. So what we enable there is a different pattern where you can ahead of time pull those images down from the Microsoft Container Registry, push them into a private container registry that you have inside of your secure data environment, and then configure Arc-enabled data services to pull those container images from that private container registry instead of directly from MCR like you normally would.
I know that, for example, like when we talked about the direct connected mode, that the data controller actually sends telemetry data to Azure for different things like billing information and so on. So how is that done when we don't have any connectivity?
Yeah, this is an interesting problem to try to solve. And we thought about lots of different options about how we could enable that. And kind of in talking to customers, the most universally applicable approach was really just to think about this as exporting out that information that needs to be sent to Azure as a file. So you can run a command using the Azure CLI inside of your secure environment to export out that inventory and billing information to a secure file. And then you just, by whatever means, right? It could be a cron job that copies the file out to a file share. It could be somebody as a human sort of walking into a secure cage in a data center with a USB key. Could be emailing it out. It doesn't matter, right? Somehow you get that file outside of that secure environment to an environment that does have a connection to Azure. And then you run another command there to upload it up to Azure. And that's how we get all the inventory and billing telemetry information that we need in order to bill the customers. And that's really the only thing that's required to be sent to Azure from that secure environment. Optionally, you can choose to export out the metrics and the logs if you want to upload that to Azure Log Analytics or Azure Monitor for at-scale collection of that data. You don't have to do it. Same pattern, though. You just export it out to a file, get it out of the secure environment, and then upload it to Azure.
Okay, that is pretty cool. Again, that I can actually, like, not just export the billing data, which obviously I need to do, but then obviously can also add additional stuff like logs and then still take advantage of solutions like Log Analytics in Azure to actually look at these logs and data in a single place. can we actually have a look at this, like at the like the experience of having or running data controller in a indirectly connected mode?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to show you some demos of the indirect connected mode and everything you can do, regardless of that you don't have a connection to Azure, right? There's still a lot of functionalities available to customers in the indirect connected mode. Let's dive in.
All right, so let's take a look at how everything works in the indirectly connected mode. We're going to start out here in Azure Data Studio, running here on my Windows PC, but this can run on Mac or Linux just as well. And you can see here that I've got the Azure Arc extension installed, and this kind of is the overview page for that extension. This enables some additional functionality here inside of Azure Data Studio, specific for Azure Arc enabled data services. Now, the first step, of course, is to deploy the Arc data controller. So I'm going to show you a couple of different ways of doing that. The first is by using the data controller deployment experience in the wizard here. So here it just checks to make sure that I have the right tools installed, and then it prompts me for which Kubernetes cluster I want to connect to. You can see that I've got a bunch here, and I'm just going to point to my AKS cluster up in Azure. It could be any Kubernetes cluster though. And here we can choose a configuration profile. So by default here, we give you a bunch of configuration profiles, which are pre sort of configured for the most common environments, like deploying into AKS or into EKS on AWS or GKE and Google Cloud or OpenShift and so on. So in this case, I'm going to deploy into AKS. So I'll choose that one. I'll click next here, choose my account and subscription. Choose a resource group, right? So we'll choose this demos one, and then our resource group, and then choose a location, of course. This is just where we're going to store the metadata about this data controller and its managed database instances. We don't actually deploy into an Azure location, right? We're deploying to a Kubernetes cluster, but when we upload this information back up to Azure, this is the region that will store all the metadata, those Azure resources up in Azure Resource Manager. When we do that upload. All right, and then here we would specify our namespace on our Kubernetes cluster we're going to go deploy to. We give it a name. We choose the storage class. You can see here that we're talking to the Kubernetes cluster and getting the actual available storage classes here, and you can choose from among those. And then we do the usual where we give it a password. And we click next here. And at this point, it just sort of gives us the confirmation information here, and we can deploy it. So that's how you do it using Azure Data Studio. If you prefer using a GUI tool, that's a great way to go. Now, I also want to show you how we can deploy the data controller using the Azure Data CLI. Now, just one thing to note is throughout this demo here, I'm going to show you a few commands that are using this AZ Data command line utility. In the next couple of weeks here, as we lead up to the general availability of Arc-enabled SQL managed instance, we'll actually be migrating these commands from the AZ Data command line utility directly into the Azure CLI as an extension. And so your command will be more or less the same as what you see here, but it'll be the AZ CLI, not the AZ Data CLI. All right, now here we're running the Arc DC. DC stands for data controller create command. We're giving the data controller a name, the target namespace, a subscription ID, a resource group in Azure, the profile name that's pre-configured for Azure Kubernetes service, where it's specifying the connectivity mode is indirect, and the Azure location. So basically the same thing as we saw in the GUI experience in Azure Data Studio, but here we're deploying it using the command line utility. Now, I've already gone ahead and deployed a data controller because it takes a few minutes to deploy the data controller. So I wanted to just get that up and going. So it's just ready for us to start kind of using, and I can do the demo quickly that way. So when you deploy a data controller, it lands these pods onto your Kubernetes cluster. These pods provide all of the different management functionality, like the automated self-service provisioning, high availability, automated backup and point-in-time restore, the built-in monitoring. All that kind of stuff is provided by this set of pods here. So I'll just quickly step through these. The Bootstrapper pod is the one that used to get everything stood up on our Kubernetes cluster. The control pod here, this is the controller. This is the brains of the operation, if you will. And then the control DB is a SQL instance that's used just to store the configuration and billing information and things like that. Logs DB is a Elasticsearch database instance where we use the to store the logs. Logs UI is Kibana, and that's used to present all of the logs in a dashboard, which we'll see in a minute. And then we have MetricsDB, which is an InfluxDB database that's used to store the metrics. These metrics DCs are a daemon set that's deployed across all of the Kubernetes nodes in my cluster. In this case, I have four of them, so I get four pods. And that collects all the metrics about the underlying Kubernetes nodes for me. And then metrics UI is a Grafana dashboard for displaying all the metrics. All right, so now that we've got our data controller deployed, now it's time to start doing maybe some interesting things with it. So let's go back to the Azure Data Studio. I'm going to cancel out of this. And what I would want to do now is I would want to deploy a SQL instance. So again, here I'll show you the GUI experience. I'm going to click on Azure SQL Managed Instance. And this time we're going to choose to deploy, right here from this wizard, you can choose to deploy into PaaS or using Azure Arc, deploy into the Kubernetes cluster. So we accept that the tool, the license terms here. And here we're going to choose our controller, provide a name for this. So we'll call this demo SQL 2. Provide a username and password. And here we can configure optionally the high availability, and we can choose our storage class. And here we choose the number of cores that we want. And there's two options here, right? One is for a request, the other is for a limit. The request is the minimum number of cores that have to be available to provision the SQL instance. And the limit is the maximum number of cores that SQL instance can use on that node. So this is a good way to subdivide the compute capacity of a node by granting only a certain number of cores to each given SQL instance. And then we also want to specify the amount of memory. So here we'll do let's do 4 gigabytes for each of these. All right. And that's it. Now we just click deploy, and this will provision a SQL instance out onto our cluster. So that's one way of doing it if you prefer doing a GUI. I want to show you also a way where we can do this using the CLI. And again, this is a command that will migrate directly into the Azure CLI. But for now, we're just going to use the AZ Data CLI. We do AZ Data Arc SQL MI create and just give it a name. And we know that this is, sort of designed to look very much like how you would use the Azure CLI. And in fact, this entire CLI is actually built on the NAC framework, which is the same framework that we use for the Azure CLI. And so the experience is very similar. The idea is to sort of appeal to those people who are familiar with using the Azure CLI, give the exact same sort of command look and feel, command group hierarchies, parameter names. Everything is designed to be very familiar to folks that have been using the Azure CLI. So if we go back over here now and take a look at what's going on in this namespace, we can see that we now have this demo SQL 2 instance, which is in the container creating state, and we have this demo SQL 1, which we have created previously, just so we can start generating some data about it. All right, so now that we've got a couple instances deployed here, we can go back over here to Azure Data Studio, and we can take a look at the data controller dashboard. So you can see here that I've connected to the data controller. I've got a SQL instance listed here. And here are the list of database instances I have in my environment. If we refresh this, we should see that new demo SQL 2 that we just provisioned also show up on here. All right, there it is. You can see that it's still in the creating state there. But you can see here that this is in the resource group that we provisioned it into, the region and so on. And the idea with this experience is that it's designed to look very much like what you would see in the Azure portal. So that even though here I'm using a local tool like Azure Data Studio, so I don't have to have a connection to Azure, it should feel very much like Azure. And so the experience is similar. And in fact, you can actually go right from Azure Data Studio and open up that resource up in the Azure portal by just clicking that Open in Azure Portal button. So here we are in the Azure portal. Here's that same data controller resource being provisioned up here in Azure, right? So this is now actually a resource in Azure Resource Manager up in Azure. So I can view it here in the Azure portal from anywhere in the world. Or if I'm trying to operate things locally and I maybe don't have a connection to Azure, I can do so here locally using the Azure Data Studio desktop tool here. Now, we can also just kind of drill in and take a look at some of the details about these SQL instances. And you can start to see that the experience is still similar, right? I got the left-hand sort of tabs like we would see in the Azure portal. And you know, I can do things like look at all the connection strings for that instance. And I can pop right here and I can see the endpoint, right? So if I wanted to connect to my SQL instance, this is where I would go and connect to it. And I can pop right into the dashboards to view the information about this instance. So let's go ahead and open up the Kibana dashboard and the Grafana dashboard. All right, so the Kibana dashboard is where we see the logs. And when it launches the Kibana dashboard here like this, you can see that it passes the custom resource that I was in directly into the query results right here. So let's expand the time range here. And we'll see here's all the log entries that we have for that particular database instance. So we can kind of expand this out, see the exact message that was entered into that particular entry. And we can search through this by filtering by the particular instance, we can search by a particular log file name, look for a particular message. So we can filter this down. You can see that it kind of gives us a chart over time of kind of all the different entries that have happened into the logs over time, right? And so we can go in and we can search for things like, let's say we wanted to see, I don't know, an interesting one. We go look for addition, right? So this it'll probably look like a familiar entry to some people that have been using SQL for a long time. This is the entry you see in the error log when a SQL instance first starts up, for example. So you can see that that was collected right out of the error log, brought into the Elasticsearch database instance that we have collecting this information there. And then we can search for that through the Kibana interface here. Okay, so now let's go back and let's launch the Grafana dashboard. The Grafana dashboard is where we would go to look at the metrics about an instance. And you can see that by launching it from Azure Data Studio, it launches in context to this database instance. You can see that we can switch back and forth between the two. You can see that that new instance that we just provisioned is already sending in metric data and showing up here in Grafana. And we can see some key stats here about the SQL instance, like the transactions per second, batch requests per second, wait stats, and so on. But at the same time, we also might want to take a look at things from the point of view of the underlying infrastructure. So we can take a look at this dashboard, which shows us for all of our pods. So we can go and look at any particular node, any particular pod, what the performance characteristic of that particular pod is doing. And we can see sort of this usage of memory is climbing over time for this SQL instance as it starts to consume more and more data into memory. We can see CPU utilization for each of the cores over time and disk utilization and network utilization. We can also take a look at it from the point of view of the host node metrics. So here we're looking at each of the individual Kubernetes nodes that are in my cluster. I can pivot between any one of these. And we can see key statistics around the CPU utilization, RAM utilization. We can look at detailed stats about the CPUs and the load on those. And we can also see information about the disk space capacity as well. So we can look at the disk space usage for the root of the file system for that particular Kubernetes node. So very interesting and easy to access information right here inside of the Grafana dashboards. And this really provides a rich experience to be able to dig in and see what's going on. Now, one of the key things about this indirect mode is, you know, we're able to operate everything here locally using Azure Data Studio, the Azure CLI, the Grafana and Kibana dashboards, and even Kubernetes native tools like kubectl to operate everything locally without a connection to Azure. But we do need to sort of have some level of connectivity to Azure, and that's why we call this the indirect connectivity mode, because we really do need to be able to get our information up to Azure. At a bare minimum, we want to get our inventory information and our billing information up to Azure so that we can get our bill for the data services from Azure. So to enable that, we've built this experience where you can export out that information using this command line utility to a file, and then you can upload that to Azure. So I've already gone through this once, so I'll just show you the commands that I did to do that. So the first command that we'll run is the arcdc export command, and that'll export out whatever type we pass to it right here. So in this case, I'm running it first to export out the logs, and we'll put in this logs.json file. And then the next thing would be to export out the metrics. And then last is the usage, and the usage is the information that's needed for the billing purposes. Once we've done that, then we just upload the logs and the metrics and the usage and so on using the upload command. Now, once we've done that, everything will start to show up in the Azure portal. So let's go now into the Azure portal here. And we'll take a look at demo SQL 1, let's say, and we'll go look at the metrics. And we can see here that we can look at the SQL Server metric namespace, look at metrics like CPU utilization, memory utilization, and so on. And so, you know, the more often we sort of upload our metrics to Azure, we'll see that information show up here inside of the metrics displayed on the SQL instance in the Azure portal. And the other thing we can go take a look at is the logs, right? So here is our log analytics workspace that I was uploading everything to. And if I go run a query here in log analytics workspace, we can see those same log entries up here in log analytics. And same as we saw before with the directly connected mode, the idea with getting this data into log analytics workspace and to get this into Azure Monitor and so on is so that we can then do this data collection at scale in Azure and leverage some of the features that are available through log analytics, like being able to generate alerts. So that if we see a certain log entry happening on a SQL instance, for example, we can generate alerts. We can do the same thing on the metrics data if we see some kind of usage which is above what we want. We can trigger an alert in that case as well by setting up alerts here. So hopefully this gives you a feel for how, even though I'm able to completely operate everything locally with just Azure Data Studio, the Azure CLI, Grafana, Kibana, and Kubernetes native tools, I can do all of that locally. We can also still benefit from Azure and get that billing data and things like that up to Azure through that indirectly connected method that we saw, where we just export out that data as files, somehow get those files out of our secure boundary where we don't have access to connect to Azure, get those files in some place where we do have access to connect to Azure, and then just upload from that point, right? So that's kind of the idea behind that.
Okay, thank you very much for that awesome demo. I really can't believe that you can still have like all these like value add from the PaaS services even running in a indirectly connected mode and not really be connected to Azure, but still get so many benefits. That is absolutely awesome.
Right.
When people now want to learn more about this, where should they go?
Yep, they should check out aka.ms/AzureArcData. There you can kind of get all the overview information, dive in from there into the documentation, learn more about how to deploy Arc-enabled data services in your own environment.
Okay, thank you very much, Travis, for being here today. And for everyone watching, if you want to learn more about hybrid and multi-cloud architectures, check out our Cloud Adoption Framework and the Azure Architecture Center.